Thank you and good morning. The board of directors for Arcata Main Street have hired Greenway Partners to plan and implement the 2014 Oyster Festival, and today at 2:30, Greenway Partners will hold a press conference on the plaza. The event will be used to highlight plans for the upcoming festival, plans that will focus on local seafood and aquaculture businesses operating in and around Humboldt Bay. The 24th Annual Oyster Festival will feature more than 20 vendors selling oysters along with local artisans, beer from local breweries, and plans to include local wineries as well. Today's event will be held inside Jacoby's Storehouse if there is rain. The 12th Annual Humboldt Heroes Red Cross Luncheon will be held on Friday the 22nd as the Humboldt County Chapter of the Red Cross holds its annual fundraiser and also honors local residents who went above and beyond the call to assist others in the county. The luncheon will be held at the River Lodge in Fortuna, and Executive Director Barbara Caldwell said in a statement that it is an honor to provide the chance for all of us to hear and recognize the generosity, kindness, and courage of the people in our community. Among those honored will be Brock Blunzer, Dan Salinger, and Wonder Gustafson, along with members of two separate Coast Guard crews who saved human lives. Other honorees will be recognized for Good Samaritan deeds and for their work in helping the community prepare for disasters. The Center for Biological Diversity has offered a reward of $2,500 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the poisoning death of a dog owned by scientist and researcher Dr. Murad Gabriel of Blue Lake. Gabriel's dog, Nixo, died on February 3rd after eating raw meat that had been laced with a lethal substance used in rodenticides. Officials at the Center for Biological Diversity suspect that the poisoning of the dog was due to Gabriel's work in researching the effects rodenticides have on wildlife. The center is working to get the rodenticides banned from use, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating the death of a man in Calpella. Deputies and animal control officers responded to the scene after a passing motorist reported seeing two dogs attacking a man lying in the roadway. A deputy fired his weapon and killed one animal, described as a Rottweiler, while the second animal, described as a white pit bull, ran off. Investigators are uncertain if the man died from attack by the two animals, but they did find wounds caused by the dogs. An autopsy has been scheduled for today, and the identification of the victim is being withheld. A high surf advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service, particularly along beaches in Del Norte County, where waves between 15 to 18 feet are expected. The high surf comes with high rainfall totals for Del Norte County, which is expected to get another 3 inches or so of rain in the next 2 days, on top of the 6 inches that fell last week. The rain forced a decision to breach Lake Earl, and the Smith River reached 29 feet before the rain subsided. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza has announced his plans to retire after holding the position for 6 years. Mendoza has had an extensive career working for the city stretching back to the 80s when he joined the police department in 1982. He eventually became police chief in 2002, and by 2008 he took on the role of city manager. Mendoza commented on his decision to step down.
Well, it was definitely a hard decision to come to, but I think that it's the right time for myself and my family and also for the city.
Mendoza then reflected on the city's accomplishments during his time in office.
We've had some incredible accomplishments recently, such as McDaniel Slough and our Foodworks, which are two programs that the city of Arcata has actually just applied to the League of California Cities for the Helen Putnam Award. So those are two items that I'm very proud of, but I can't take claim for them because a lot of people worked on those.
When asked to give a piece of advice for his successor, Mendoza said,
"Just off the top of my head, I think my advice for my successor would be to be accessible and to take good notes and make sure that you keep good communications with the public and your staff."
Mendoza's last day will be July 7th. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.